Dolphins Jags tonight, Thursday night football game. Miami's 0-2. The Jags are 1-1. Again, if Miami's going to be in the mix of teams that you think can make a wild card, then you don't want to go 0-3. So they kick off the third week of the NFL season tonight. There are a few tickets that remain for the Miami-Florida State game, able to sell up to 13,000 for those games, and a few seats are available. What has been a trend, and this isn't criticizing anybody, very few teams that are offering tickets in the NFL and in college football are selling out. Now, I say selling out of the 5, 10, 15, 20,000
the allotment
seats that are available. Many think that the SEC will have the allotment filled, but I think you're learning that some people, for a variety of reasons, might be the virus, you're concerned about that, traveling, no tailgating, are all reasons why, you know, that they're not traveling.
So. What was it at Bobby Dodd? 11,000?
11,000, and I thought, from a sound standpoint, because both doing the game live, and then I went back and listened and then watched the replay on TV, I thought it sounded really good. They did pipe in some of the noise, but I thought the live crowd was actually really good. This week in Greenville, there is a max of 350 total, and that is for family, parents of the ECU players.
Band?
Nope. This week or last week?
This week.
Nope. Uh-uh. Last week, they had the band spread out and the cheerleaders spread out in one of the end zones, but not at East Carolina this week. The governor approved just up to 350 for all state schools and only for family members, so...
All right, let's get to the important stuff.
Scott was really excited. The nominees for the 2020 Toy Hall of Fame are out.
Yes.
These are not members of the Hall of Fame. These are nominees.
Finalists.
So Scott is pretty excited about that, and I'm kind of curious your thoughts in or out. November 5th is the announcement of who's getting into the Hall, but they have announced the finalists. Shall we run through these?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to share a comment as I run through these? Feel free to play along at home or in your car.
Okay.
Baby Nancy. Have you heard of this before?
I hadn't.
Baby Nancy is a doll that I guess came to us in 1968. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's Baby Nancy. Stunned to realize that Bingo is not in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Should have been a first balloter, right, Mark?
Bingo... from the 1920s, still not in the Hall of Fame. Your thoughts? This is a lock, right?
Should have been a lock.
This is Mariano Rivera
yes.
here, right? This is, I mean, Bingo's a lock.
Everyone can play this.
Yeah, you would have thought Bingo's in the Hall of Fame. All right, Briar Horses. Do you have any idea what these are?
I know people that have these. I'm looking at a picture of them.
Yeah.
I know people that have had these.
Okay, these are... how would you describe
these? They're little figurines. They're horse figurines.
Yeah, horse figurines that kids used to just, I guess, like, bounce, go, hey, look at the horse he goes.
He's galloping,
there's
yeah.
There's nothing else to do with it, though.
No, that's it.
I don't like
and you just collect them.
I don't like their chances.
They're very popular, though.
I know, but there's nothing to do with their play. You just
well, it's also like,
on a table.
This isn't a toy.
Right. All right, next up, Jenga.
Love Jenga. Jenga should be in.
I have a question about Jenga, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Jenga is like the player that you know is going to get in third or fourth year, so therefore you don't push the ballot now because at some point it's going to get in?
Yes.
You focus on the others?
Yes.
So you think Jenga eventually gets in? Maybe not a lock right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jenga, finalist. Lightbright.
Lightbright gets in. I think Lightbright should be first ballot, Mark, based on the commercial alone. I remember the old Lightbright commercials.
I hope the audience knows what we're talking when we say Lightbright. These little plastic pegs that you put on a board that...
It lights up.
Again, would light up. Light bright. So you think strong?
Yes, strong.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I never was a big light bright.
I never had one. I just remember the commercials.
Nothing
Maybe
big.
Want one.
This will be interesting, Scott's thoughts here. Masters of the Universe toys.
Yeah, Motu, yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Motu, that's what we call it.
Motu?
Yeah. Masters of the Universe.
Okay, Masters of the Universe toys, iconic He-Man.
You can let this one fall off.
You're saying no.
I think eventually it might get.
What the hell is that picture of the one Masters of the Universe toy that's got a dinosaur on its back?
It's Skeletor.
Why did you say that? Like everybody knows who that is. Why do I not know that? Skeletor?
Everyone knows who Skeletor is. He's being challenged by He-Man.
So
by the power of Grayskull. I have the power.
But you're saying no to these.
I'm saying eventually they'll get in.
Ah. Okay, My Little Pony.
Mm-hmm.
1980s?
If this doesn't...
My Little Pony, line of mini horses. This is also...
This
is part of a bigger brand.
If this doesn't get in first ballot, the bronies are going to not take it well.
I read it outsold Barbie for years.
Yeah.
I remember the brands. You're saying meets the criteria.
Like, lock.
This is the equivalent of getting 3,000 hits, and therefore should be automatic. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Regardless of the career batting average, you're saying longevity should get... All right. Update on My Little Pony. All right, next up, these are toys nominated for the Toy Hall of Fame. The board game Risk.
No.
Whoa, you're quitting
popular,
on that one.
Popular, but I don't actually consider it a toy. I think it's a strategic game. The game of World Conquest.
Wow, so not big on Risk.
No.
This is what I think you're doing with Risk right here, okay? I think you're thinking the ERA is a little bit too high, and maybe not enough Cy Young Awards.
It's
a consistent 16-17 game winner that you're saying, look, just because you stuck around for years doesn't warrant the Hall of Fame.
Well, not only that, but it's like, this is only for, this isn't for, Mark, Risk isn't a game for kids.
Up next, Sidewalk Chalk.
I remember Sidewalk Chalk, yeah.
Your thoughts on Sidewalk Chalk? This is Crayola's invention to take the crayon, allow you to go outside and do your own form of graffiti and then supposedly wash it down, but nobody washed it down. Thoughts on Sidewalk Chalk?
Don't consider it a toy.
Can I share Sidewalk Chalk story with you?
Yes.
Okay. The first time that I can remember using Sidewalk Chalk was...
Expletive?
No. But at that same house, on the driveway, when you created a basketball lane and then a three-point line...
Yeah.
That was cool. You know, you write out the lane, here's the foul line, and then you've got the other one, you're making the three-point line. That's big time.
I like it.
That was big time use of Sidewalk Chalk. But you're saying no to Sidewalk Chalk?
No, it's not a toy.
All right, up next, the board game Sorry.
Love Sorry. Sorry's got to get in eventually.
Sorry's in, but not Risk?
Yes.
Really?
Because, Mark, kids can play this. Kids can't play Risk.
Hmm. All right, so you're big
what
on...
What 8-year-old's like, yeah, I want to take over, I want to do a land war in Asia.
By the way, I love on the Sorry box, it says ages 6 and up, 2 to 4 players. You're like, what are you doing? What, we're playing Sorry. He's 5! Right?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean? He's going to swallow all the pieces! You have to wait another year until he's 6. He can't play the game until he's 6. You can't do this. The toy police are going to come. He's only 5! Okay. Tamagotchi. Okay, you want to help on this? I remember these, but...
It's the virtual pet. Mark, I have one of these in the box.
Really?
Yes, I will bring it in tomorrow.
Are you
here tomorrow? Are you here tomorrow?
I'm here.
Yeah. I will bring it in tomorrow to
show
this off.
Are you big on this?
I love the Tamagotchi.
Early 2000s.
I had like 7 of these at one time, and they're all like, feed me, oh no, da-da-da-da-da. You got to take care of them.
There's not a single person that doesn't believe what you just said, that you have 7, at one point, 7 of these.
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Why?
Oh, they were so cool.
Were they like big collectibles?
Oh, it was a fad.
Wow. So are you going yes on this?
Yes. I love it.
Are you biased? I mean, you're biased.
I am biased, but I love the Tamagotchi is a tiny pet from cyberspace who needs your love to survive and grow. If you take good care of your Tamagotchi pet, it will slowly grow bigger, healthier, and more beautiful every day. But if you neglect your cyber creature, your Tamagotchi may grow up to be mean or ugly. How old will your Tamagotchi be when it returns to its home planet? What kind of virtual caretaker will you be?
And last on the list, again, I thought this would have been in Yahtzee.
Yeah, I thought this would be like a mainstay, you know, day one.
Yeah, Yahtzee, you think, again, and the box, the classic shake, score, and shout dice game. And by the way, if you thought you were too young to play Yahtzee, it says 8 or over. So imagine mom comes home and goes, wait a minute, he's playing Sorry and Yahtzee? He's only 5! You can't be doing that. Why 8? Do they think you can't count to 6 if you're 7 years old?
I used to be really good at Yahtzee.
How do you really? Oh, because you're deciding which to go with.
Yeah.
Not because you understood statistics. You just thought I'm good at it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Not realizing it has nothing to do with that.
I also haven't played Yahtzee since I was 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I downloaded Yahtzee for a flight to kill time recently.
Oh, really? How was it?
Yeah, it's fine. Because, well, now the modern version's got so many different ways to play.
Yeah.
So let me quickly, so you're a yes on Yahtzee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
biased on Tamagotchi.
You said no.
Sidewalk Shock, no.
Sorry?
Yes.
Risk you don't like.
Nope.
My Little Pony, you think, deserves to be in.
Yep.
Light Bright, maybe. Jenga, we said, maybe in a few years. Bingo has to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's the a class finalist for the Toy Hall of Fame. Feel pretty good?
I do, yeah. I'll bring my Tamagotchis in tomorrow.
My God, he's six. What are you playing Yahtzee for? We'll do some notes and quotes next.